It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That's spelled Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 62 of the Podketeer Podcast. This will be a little bit of a short episode this week. I didn't make it out to the park. They've been working me to death. Well, not completely to death. But definitely been thinking about the park. And I'm going to make it out there early this week, so we'll get you some park audio. We got lots of Disney news, lots of things happening this week. All about Disney stock and Christian Bale and all sorts of stuff. So you'll catch it here in the news segment coming up right after I get done just welcoming you to the show. So I don't have a whole lot to say right now. Like I say, I haven't been to the park this week, so I don't have any odds and ends to tell you about my trip to the park. So on with the rest of the show. And like I say, next up is our Disneyland news segment. So here we go.
From all around the park and deep inside all the dark rides, here is this week's Disneyland Park News.
Got a lot of news for you today here, Podketeers. Some interesting stuff here. Christian Bale, the star of Batman, flew a 4-year-old cancer patient to Disneyland. And he also brought his family there. The Dark Knight Rises star flew Jaden Barber and his entire family to L.A. for lunch at Disneyland's Club 33. The boy's mother, Charlene Barber, posted photos of the actor with her son and started a group for Jaden. I would assume this is probably Facebook or something, called Lighting the Bat Signal for Jaden. Said that the entire interaction was like old friends having lunch, that her son wasn't all starstruck, and he was well aware of who he was with, though, even though he was only four. Said they talked movies and superheroes, and Christian Bale was genuinely happy to hear about everything Jaden wanted to tell him. And that Bale brought his wife and daughter along with him. And that's really nice. You know, it's nice to hear people that have money and positions like they have that are able to do things that you and I aren't able to do, to do something nice for somebody. And I really like to hear things like this. But, you know, really, it doesn't make him some kind of superhero just because he did something nice. But it is pleasant to hear because a lot of the stars are jerks, let's face it. That poor Jaden is, it was originally believed to be terminal, but that he had a bone marrow transplant earlier in the year, and that it is now in remission. So let's hope everything works out well for Jaden. Let's see the next story here. The new Halloween Carnival is going to debut in Disneyland's Big Thunder Ranch Jamboree. Halloween is always an exciting season at Disneyland, and it is going to be even more exciting this year with something new, which is the Jamboree here at Big Thunder Ranch. And they're going to have a carnival featuring entertainment, food, characters, and more. Let's see here. It will have the characters in their Halloween costumes. It'll have Billy Hill and the Hillbillies featuring special songs. six times a day. There'll be carnival games for guests to play. And that guests can make their own Halloween masks at a craft station and have a mask parade. Carnival visitors will also want to check out the new Magic Cauldron sideshow, in which guests will help cast a magic spell to summon a Disney villain from their realm to meet the group. So that's kind of cool. Now remember that Halloween at Disneyland begins September the 14th and runs through October 31st on most days. Hey, you may have heard about this, $45 Disneyland tickets. It is true. With all of the news reports recently about Disneyland ticket scams, which I don't know if you heard about that on Craigslist, they were selling bootleg Disney tickets and they were phony, of course. And that's unfortunate. Some poor people got cheated out of their money. And there is a completely legitimate Disney-approved way to purchase tickets at Disneyland. If you participate in the 2012 Chalk Walk, which is the Children's Hospital of Orange County, CHOC. And it benefits the Children's Hospital of Orange County. And you could get a one-day, one-park ticket for $45 or a one-day park hopper ticket for $65. You can only purchase these tickets on the day of the Chalk Walk itself, on September, October the 14th at the Disneyland Resort. And these are valid for that day through Friday, November the 9th. And there are no blockout days on those tickets. Each participant may only purchase up to 5 tickets. Now, that is a deal. And they must be purchased in person at the Disneyland Resort ticket booth on the day of the Chalk Walk. And you have to show them your Chalk Walk wristband. So you're going to have to at least pay the money to participate in the Chalk Walk, even if you don't walk. Now that is pretty cool. All you need to do to register for the Chalk Walk is raise at least $50. Let's see here. I've pulled all this information off of a lot of the Disney websites, including Mouse Planet and some of the other ones here. I'll mention them as we go through. Okay, here, the PCH Grill invites annual pass holders to preview the new menu. Disneyland announced a series of special prefix, P-R-I-X, dinners for the annual pass holders to try at the new fall menu at the PCH Grill at the Paradise Pier Hotel. And the first dinner was September the 2nd. Let's see, and it runs through, oh, hey, you know what? Too late. It runs through September the 6th. But I'm sure it was cool. There's some going. Here's September the 9th through Thursday, September the 13th. At these, you get Santa Monica flatbread, seaside shrimp flatbread, and a choice of an entree. Hail Mexican Caesar, Pebble Beach Shrimp Mac and Cheese, Santa Maria Tri-Tip, and then here, so it's running up through the 20th. So I apologize for making you think it was already over. It just shows you that I should have probably read these things before I started doing this. Sorry, we're cramped for time here on Podketeer. Podketeer previews for the Art of Frankenweenie exhibition. Tickets are on sale now for an annual pass holder preview of the Art of Frankenweenie. Say that 10 times real fast. Exhibition at the Disney California Adventure on Thursday, September 13th. It's $295, nice and cheap. Includes a champagne reception inside the new exhibit, a special 4D extended sneak peek of the film, dinner in front of the Tower of Terror attraction, and a mysterious 2-hour special experience that Disney says Frankenweenie fans will surely love. Tickets are available through Sunday, September the 9th. In other words, you can't get tickets anymore. Sorry about that. So that's something kind of interesting. A preview of the exhibit. I think there's a preview going on right now in California Adventure at the Muppet 3D Adventure. Let's see here. Disneyland converted the short-term parking lot on Harbor Boulevard right by the entrance. You used to be able to park there for 15 minutes, and they have now converted that over so that there are three lanes for you to drop people off. When my daughter was a cast member, we used to drop her off there every once in a while. She'd be running late or something, and we'd drop her at that location. But now you're not going to be able to park there anymore. You're just strictly going to be able to drop people off because people were cheating in parking there and staying longer than 15 minutes. Which, you know, that's how it usually is. People cheat and that ruins the thing for everybody else. I mean, hey, they got 32,000 parking spaces at Disneyland. You ought to be able to, you know, just people trying to save the 15 bucks, basically. Okay, hey, one last little story here. Disney stock at an all-time high. With its fountain of magic constantly splashing the world with drops of greatness, the Walt Disney Company has hit an all-time high in the stock department. The stock recently reached a high of $51.13. Its shares are up 36% for 2012. And this comes on the heels of August's enormous 24% increase in third quarter profit. With the Avengers leading the studio segment and the parks continuing to perform strong, it's a great day to wear those mouse ears, Disney fans. So if you got your hands on some of that lucky stock, then you might want to go celebrate at Disneyland.
Yo quiero visitar los parques, vivir las emociones y en Space Mountain volar. Tu mundo de magia caer desde la torre, ven a una noche fantástica. Hay Jungle Cruise, cuando estar en Toy Story, hasta el Electric Light Parade. Bailar a tu lado, el cielo iluminado, vamos al Disney Summer Nightastic.
Well, I thought you'd get a kick out of hearing a little bit different version of Summer Nightastic. Yeah, I found out some interesting things. The young lady that sings Summer Nightastic is a singer by the name of Anna Margaret, and she's probably best known for her work on the soundtrack of the Disney movie Starstruck. She was born in 1996. Let's see, that would make her not very old. But 14? 16. Yeah, 16. That'd make her 16 years old. So that's pretty cool. She's very talented. And I definitely like Summer Nightastic. So I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more from her. She's, like I say, she's very talented. You can see quite a bit of her on YouTube. So take a look on YouTube if you like listening to her sing. And, of course, I'm going to play the English version of Summer Nightastic before the show's over. You know that's coming. On with the show.
And the tombstones quake. Spooks come out for a swinging wake. Happy haunts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now close your eyes and don't try to hide, for a silly spook may sit by your side. Shrouded in a daft disguise, they pretend to terrorize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
climb higher than dead oak trees. Spooks arrive for the midnight spree.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes
start to shriek and harmonize.
Grim gritty ghosts come out to socialize.
But when you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
two weird ghosts gleam where spirits dwell.
Restless bones etherealize, rise as spooks of every size.
Grim gritty ghosts come out to socialize.
Grim gritty ghosts come out to socialize.
It's like them Dapper Dans from right in front of the Haunted Mansion there at Disneyland. Now, this was a different group of Dapper Dans than I have seen before. At first, I thought this maybe was coming from Walt Disney World, but it wasn't, because this was Disneyland's Haunted Mansion behind them. So maybe they just got a different group to sing this song, because they needed the bass. Because since Mr. Ravenscroft is no longer with us, they had to have somebody else singing him deep notes. So, but I got a kick out of it, and just in honor of the fact that Halloween is rapidly approaching. September the 14th is the beginning of Halloween season, according to Disneyland, so that's coming up real quick. I got my Halloween costume. I'm looking for a good lightsaber. I found a good one, but I can't afford $300, so I'm going to have to look a little further. I found one. I was at Target today, and they have a pretty cool toy one there for $35, but they only had Darth Vader's, and I want to be a good guy, so I got to find me a blue or a green lightsaber. So if you guys have any ideas, hey, let me know. Or if one of you got one of them $300 ones you want to lend me, I'll take out insurance for it. Okay, well, on with the rest of the show.
Hey! How Halloween-y can you get?
Give the public everything you can give them. Keep the place as clean as you can keep it. Keep it friendly. You know, make it a real fun place to be. I think they're convinced, and I think that'll hang on after, after Disney.
I wanna go! Park hopping fast, ride dropping, flying through Space Mountain Sky. Magical dreaming, tower drop screaming, it's a spectacular night. Jungle Cruise roaring, Toy Story scoring, electric light parading, my heart soaring. Everyone dancing, fireworks blasting, let's go to Disney Summer Night Dash. Genie wishing, ice cream dishing, laughing, autographing tonight. Roof of busting, pixie dusting, soaring high, clean out of sight. Water falling, cannonballing, I think I hear the pirates calling. Teacups twirling, mountains splashing, let's go to Disney Summer Nightastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's indescribable, but I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it. It's
so awful. Its eyes are black and they gleam like a serpent. The mouth is a kind of V-shape with saliva dripping from its rimless lips. It seems to quiver and pulsate, and the monster or whatever it is can hardly move. It seems weighed down by possibly gravity or something. The thing's rising up now, and the crowd falls back. It seems plenty. The most extraordinary experience, ladies and gentlemen. I can't find words.
Is that any way to talk about me? Gee. Here I am trying to put out a good Disney podcast, and there's people acting like I'm some kind of alien or something. Jeez. Hey, next up, I got some cool audio I picked up off of YouTube. It's all about the early days of Mickey Mouse and when Mickey started to speak. And all about the history there with Walt. And, it loses a little bit, the stuff you get off of YouTube, because you don't have the picture. But it's still worth listening to, I think. I listened to it before I put it out here, and I think it plays okay as an audio file. So I hope you enjoy this. It's about 6 minutes long, and I think it's well worth listening to. So here we go.
And that's where we begin our Disney story, with the first original Mickey Mouse. Mickey's story really begins in 1925 in this tiny garage in Hollywood where Walt Disney created Mickey's ancestors, the nameless little mice that first appeared in his Alice cartoons. In this old film, a very young Walt Disney greets little Alice, who says, "I would like to watch you draw some funnies." Walt invites her to see his latest cartoon, which features, surprisingly enough, a room full of animated mice. 3 years later, Walt is desperately trying to come up with a new cartoon character. Here's Walt's own story of how it happened.
I was in New York at the time. I'd been producing a series of pictures for a company there. They were about a rabbit called Oswald. But I lost that. They took it away from me, so I was all alone and had nothing. And Mrs. Disney and I were coming back from New York on the train, and I had to have something. I said, by the time I get to Hollywood, I must have something to... I can't tell them I've lost Oswald. So I had this mouse in the back of my head, because a mouse is a sort of a sympathetic character in spite of the fact that everybody's frightened of a mouse, including myself.
So Mickey Mouse was born. But he was not an overnight success. Then in 1928, the introduction of sound changed everything. Now Mickey could have a full orchestra behind him when he made the first synchronized sound cartoon, Steamboat Willie. The recording musicians followed this crude beat pattern projected on the studio wall. Well, Steamboat Willie was a sensation. Mickey and his boss became front page news. Mickey Mouse Speaks. The whole world applauded when Mickey finally decided to say a few well-chosen words.
I can't play. Yes, ma'am.
Mickey Mouse had now arrived. His great moment came in 1932, when all of Hollywood turned out to present Mickey with his first Academy Award. Here's Mickey and Minnie now. Followed by Pluto, Horace Horseconner, and Clarabel Cow. What a thrill for a little mouse to be congratulated by the biggest stars in Hollywood. Mickey was only 4 years old, the youngest star ever to receive an Oscar. His youthful bosses, Walt and his brother Roy, pose with their new protege. That garage where Mickey got his big break into show business is a long way from the Disney studio of today.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome to our family time. Welcome to our brotherly time. We're happy, giving and taking to the friends we're making. There's nothing we won't do. Welcome to our family time. Welcome to our happy family time. This is a festival, and on the festival, we're here to share it all.
You know, Podketeers, family time is what Disneyland's all about. If it wasn't for kids and families, there wouldn't be a Disneyland. I mean, it's fun to go as an adult, but what is really the joy of Disneyland is taking your kids. And I'm about to have a grandkid in just a few months. And my daughter's expecting her first. And I just can't wait. And I'm sure I won't be the first one to take the little one to Disneyland. But hopefully I'll be in the top 10 anyway. My daughter and her fiancé both have Disney passes. So I'm quite sure they'll be spending lots of time at Disneyland. But I just can't wait to take, it's supposed to be a little boy, but they haven't done the for sure test yet. They just checked with an ultrasound, but I can't wait. It's going to be tons of fun. And, you know, if you watch Disneyland and the way it's put together, it's just the ultimate place to take your kid or to take your grandkid. And it's been a long time since my daughter was a kid. She's 27. And I just can't wait to relive all the times when we took her to Disneyland. So, Podketeers, that's going to just about do it for today's show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did putting it together for you. And I hope you'll be back out here and join us next week. I'm going to get out there in the next couple of days and get some park audio, because I'm getting Disney withdrawals. I mean, seriously, if I'm out of there more than a week, I really start like, oh, man, I got to get to Disneyland. You know, I hate not only the loss of money from not taking advantage of my annual pass, but just missing the park. Especially right now, California Adventures, where I think I'm probably spending more of my time than I've ever spent there before. So I'm really fond of the work that they did there on Buena Vista Street and Cars Land. Although I'm finding I like Buena Vista Street even more than Cars Land. And that's the way the entrance to California Adventure should have always been. Is what it is now. And it is just really cool. So if you haven't been out there yet, you know, make a point to get out there and take a look at the new California Adventure, because it is just great. So, Podketeers, y'all take care of yourselves. You have a magical Disney week, and we'll see you at the park.
We have our heading.
Here we go!
From the magic within our hearts to the adventure beyond the horizon, there is only one Disney.
Podketeer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company, or any of its affiliates. Any similarity to living persons, or Disney characters, without satirical purpose, or the act of reviewing a product, or reporting on an event, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is a production of Toys Etc. in Southern California, and is protected by a Creative Commons, Share Alike 3.0 license. To contact us at Podcatia, please email us at podcatia@earthlink.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Careful getting home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.